Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here again. And another week, another year. This is a new year. And today's going to be a fun show. Mary Blake is going to co-host our New Year show with me. And I'm really looking forward to it. So as we enter into 2019, who would have ever thought for us older folks? I mean, gosh, it just seems like we were at the turn of the century. And here we are in 2019. So I don't know about you guys, but I was thinking through the holidays, why can't we do this like all year long? Why can't people just try to be generous and nice and have that, you know, not everything so rushed. But who knows? We'll give it a try, right? So we're going to spend our whole hour. We're not going to really talk about real estate. If you want to buy and sell homes, of course, you know how to reach us. And it's great to have a wish list and resolution list. And we're going to talk a little bit today and have some fun also about why some resolutions stick and others do not. Some lessons, lightening up. How do we lighten up both mentally, spiritually, and physically? Mary Blake is a master at this part, so I'm looking forward to that. And making plans. So how do we live life that we love and live it the best way we can love? So, Mary, thank you for coming on today. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Mary Blake.
Well, so thank you so much for having me, and giving me this wonderful chance to welcome in the new year, let's say that.
I love it. And you are so good at always keeping everything even keel all year long. I've known you for quite a while now, and you're just really good at doing that and helping people grow. You know, it's interesting. What do you think? We go through these holidays. What do you think? Do you think we could keep it like this all year long? I mean, what is this? Like everybody goes through the holidays and it's festive, and then January comes and it's hush, rush, 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 rush all again.
Oh, I don't know, Natalie. If it was always a holiday, it might get boring. And it might be too much pressure to try to be rah-rah all the time.
That's a good point. Yeah,
I think, you know, really, holidays are, we build them up so much, and, you know, Thoreau once said that most people live lives of quiet desperation, and so they desperately look forward to a holiday to bring a respite to that desperation. But yeah, think about that.
No.
And that's
That's a good point.
I think some people are so unhappy with their lives that they somehow invest so much energy and so many hopes and sometimes desperate hopes that the holiday will be different, because they knock themselves out and they go to extremes and they spend money that they shouldn't do and they get themselves all worn out and wind up spoiling the holiday after all.
And then coming down from it, not being happy about that. I think that makes a lot of sense, right?
Exactly.
That makes sense. You know, I know a lot of us will critique ourselves and say, how do we do the years before? And, oh, I didn't finish this or didn't finish this or didn't do this. And then we're hurting ourselves, right? Kind of like you go get excited about the new year. I'm going to rah, rah, rah and have all these resolutions. And, you know, they say 80% of the resolutions that people make are blown away. They're off the list within 3 to 4 weeks of the new year.
Oh, sometimes and, 3 or 4 days.
It's true.
But even,
you know,
the word, even the name, the resolution, it sounds hard. It sounds really, really, we've set up a huge job for ourselves. And maybe about the last 10, 15 years, I've decided not to make resolutions. I've decided to make choices.
Good point.
And when you choose something, that gives you power. When you make a resolution, you're forcing yourself into doing something that you know is going to be hard. You know that it's going to take a lot out of you, and you're going to have to work hard at it. And it's over your head. And a choice is something else. A choice empowers you. A choice gives you personal strength.
Good point. You know, I notice, like, you look at NLP or words, or our words are powerful in what we do, and we've been making really big changes with where my role is in the companies because I have been wearing too many hats for too long, and my passion is pushing on our membership and teaching and training people how to live a life they love within our industry and be able to take care of sellers and buyers within our industry and commercial, because it's a very, very, can be dog-eat-dog, rat-race type of business. It's a different, you know, and it really takes a lot of boundaries and learning how to do it in order to live the life you love. I'm not speaking for everybody, but I can say overall in the entire industry, it can be very stressful. And, you know, and these things are important to put in place. And I was looking at here today, I was like, here we're doing the show today, and it's about, you know, moving forward or resolutions, feeling happy or what we're doing, not doing, and how to do it. And I'm thinking, wow, there's so much going on. I felt frazzled a few hours ago, and I thought, wait a minute, what am I doing? You know, it's like you always want to walk your talk. And then I realized, hey, we're all like that, right? We're not perfect. We're going to have good days and bad days, or we're going to question ourselves, right? This is just part of what life is about, right? But I noticed our words are powerful. Like, there's a lot of things that I'm taking off my list that I'll say, I can't do that anymore. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. And then it is much more powerful and meaningful if I say, no, I choose not to do this anymore.
Right.
I don't, you know, I don't want
because
to do this
anymore. Because can't implies weakness. Can't implies incapacity. It implies something that you can't do, and instead of something that you don't want to do, and it doesn't actually make any sense to do anyway.
But it doesn't. But I think those of us that are used to doing so many things may think, oh, what's wrong with me that I can't do that anymore? No, I don't want to do that. It needs to be delegated, and I shouldn't be doing that because we all grow, right? And you're right. So it's really, really a process that I think we all need to just pat ourselves on the back and give ourselves that love and, you know, and just not beat ourselves up. So the new year comes in, just like the word diet has die in it, right? Who wants to diet?
Sure.
But we can eat another way. And it's been pretty interesting, pretty fun. But 2019, I noticed, you know, for example, in different parts of the world, you do get where there are parts of the world where business is conducted and it's more peaceful. It's like this will get done. Even in Hawaii, it's changed a lot over the years because it's becoming more commercialized and people move in from all over parts of the world, so people bring themselves with them and it changes the customs. But some things are like, well, it can be done tomorrow. It'll still work out. Mañana's okay, you know. And whereas on the East Coast, you see people, it's rush, 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 right? But I would like to be able to incorporate that peace, that holiday spirit, maybe not to the extreme of like what you're saying. It's too much to think it's always going to be a holiday celebration. But try to incorporate that in so that it is more fun. You know, you have I mean, look at the countries where people, they take the naps for 2 hours in a day, or they have the long 2-3 hour lunches and then go back to work. And so
right.
I think, yeah, that can all be incorporated in.
Well, when you know, you are an acknowledged expert, and it's especially difficult for you because it's so much easier to just do it than to take the time and the work to teach someone else to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, we all need to do that. We all need to turn it over. We definitely need to turn it over.
We do need, and when you stop and teach somebody, then they've got it and they can do it from then on. And they won't run to you and say, do this for me. But
yeah.
But in the moment when you think that that there's a boom, you know, the sword of Damocles hanging over you, and it has to be done in the next 5 minutes, and so you can't stop and teach somebody, and so you just do it, and that
mm-hmm.
hurts them as well as you.
Absolutely, with many things. It's I noticed even nowadays, though, the holidays are so many places are open that you wouldn't think are open anymore because people, they want everything right away. And I know you living in Manhattan, you're used to things being open 24/7 because that's, New York doesn't really ever sleep, does it?
Sure.
Yeah.
No. Not really.
And on the holidays, I'm going, hey, you have a right to be off.
At least one eye open.
Well, I'm kind of like, hey, everybody has a right to be off on Christmas or there are other holidays that they respect, and you know, and so it's interesting.
And yet you turn on your TV and you expect somebody to be on there with a TV program.
That's true, but it could be recorded. No, I know. It's all New Year's. So how do we get, we're going to... I'm going to put on a Christmas song by Chicago, just because a holiday song, just because we're still kind of taking the tail end of it. And then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the resolutions and why they stick and don't. And the ones that you really want to keep, how you can keep them, how you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you, right?
Yes.
So we'll be right back.
Better this Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together.
That was This Christmas with Chicago. That puts you in the music, puts you in the mood, though, doesn't it? Of kind of wanting to, I wanted to put the fireplace on. Think about the
And you know, the emphasis of the song was doing things together.
Yes.
Not so much standing in line at the department store or ordering. We don't even do that anymore. We order from Amazon, or you know. And it takes all of the personal gift out of Christmas and the opportunity to do things together that is kind of missing.
Yeah, I know. I bought a couple presents after Christmas and was getting them gift wrapped because the people were out of town, so I knew I couldn't do that. And it was interesting. They said, you know, like 60% of gifts are returned every year. The people return them, and I'm like, wow. Like all that work and effort, and then the people that
get the
gifts. And
you know what? Nobody returns Christmas cookies.
Oh, that's a good one. Christmas cookies or even gift cards, right? But then people used to say gift cards were impersonal, but I'm starting to think maybe they're better if people are going to be returning all this. It's amazing. It really is. Yeah.
It is the dreams that we have for each other and the times that we spend together. I mean, my brother used to say the best thing he liked about coming to home to visit Mom was sitting around the kitchen table at 3 o'clock in the morning talking about the good old days, talking about the time, things that we did, and the fun things that we had. And we were pretty poor, you know, but our lives were rich.
Right. It's not the money. It's the time and the people, isn't it?
It is.
Yep.
It really is. Yeah.
Really,
as always,
yes.
Say, when my father said, "I can't give you anything but love," he really meant it, you know.
Aww, that's precious. Hey, Mary, tell us a little bit about your history and age. I know you don't mind doing that, but I'd like to bring that up because you have so much wisdom, and you know, another 10 and a half years, you're going to be at the centennial mark, and I'd love to.
Oh,
you're just amazing.
Right.
You're so healthy. You do your yoga. I mean, tell us a little bit about, because you really are aspirational.
Well, you know, I'm a depression baby. I was born in 1929. And we learned to make things. We learned to repair things. When something broke, either you fixed it or you learned to do without it. It wasn't a disposable society then. You got something and you kept it, and you took good care of it, you know, because you didn't have money to replace it. And so things were precious, and things were special, and we shared things, and we one person was good at one thing, and somebody else was good at another thing, and together we got it all done. And there's an excitement of looking forward to something. I think, honestly, that anticipation is one of the most beautiful things that we don't have anymore. It's like an instant gratification society now.
Everything's too fast, yeah.
And we used to literally wear the Sears Roebuck catalogs down to a frazzle, you know. And we changed our mind a dozen times about what we wanted, you know.
Did you?
And absolutely. You have plenty of time to think about changing your mind. I mean, you go out and you've got a credit card. You go out and buy something. You get home with it and say, why did I buy this?
Right, if you didn't have the credit card, you would have thought twice about it.
Of course. And it would have been more meaningful if you had a chance to think about which one would really serve you better. And so many things we get home and we don't even use them. We put them in the closet and they're there. And you actually forget about them. You forget what you've got until it's time to switch over from winter to summer, you know? And then you realize you've got things that have sat there all season long and you didn't even wear them.
That's true. We're in a different world right now. People are by quite a bit, don't they?
Yeah,
and
we really are.
And disposable sizes, that makes sense.
And
that makes sense.
You buy without thinking it through. And you go out and you look for something for somebody just to check it off the list. And you buy something without thinking too much about what they want and what they need and what would make them happy and what would give them a lift in
their Well, I think some people, right, but
life.
If they're going to take it back, I don't know if I want to spend the time anymore. I think I'd rather just use the gift card.
But if you spent
kidding.
Maybe they wouldn't take it back.
Oh, I spend the time, though, but I'm just saying in general. You know, I think a lot of people, because you think some people are going to like something and they might not, you know. I think
a lot of
people aren't even. The woman at the store said to me, oh, yeah, some of these, they didn't even have them out of the box. They just returned them. So they know, you know, people are getting in the habit of it. It's a very different, very, very different world. So the resolutions, people make them, and if they really wanted to change, I think a lot of resolutions, people want to do it fast, you know. So say, they want to lose weight and say, okay, I need to lose 40 pounds in a month. Well, that's not as realistic as if you just try to lose 2 pounds a week and slowly do it. Just like when a ship is turning the rudder,
all,
right?
Why should we lose? I mean, nobody likes to lose things.
Right. Right.
I had one friend who came to me and said, every time I say I want to lose something, it makes me unhappy. I said,
that's true.
Don't lose weight. Get gorgeous.
Get gorgeous. Yeah.
And her eyes lit up. She said, oh, that's wonderful. I'm not losing weight anymore. I'm getting gorgeous. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, we have to reframe it and do what's come from. But still, though, incrementally, I think sometimes people try to make changes so fast, and then they get discouraged because it's not happening.
Right.
But if they look at slowly, it's just like if you go to the gym, your body's not going to – you just start going. Your body's not going to be in great shape that first day. But if you keep going and you keep it up and you do a little bit every day, after 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, you're just going to see a huge difference. And then you get used to the change. It becomes part of your life. You know, we're such creatures of habit that that's what happens. We end up going, I'm repeating the same thing over and over. Well, if we know we're going to get the same results. It's very difficult to change our ways, isn't it? That's what they say with resolutions.
What if you chose to feel better about yourself?
Right.
What if you chose to do something every day that made you happy? Do you think it would be easier than to resolve to do something that's hard for you to do, that you really don't want to do when you get right down to it? But I think a lot of
it's true. Behavior, you know, never lies, right? We get down into what we like or don't. But I think, and I feel that many times there are a lot of goals and a lot of things people want to do. They may want to switch jobs. They want to make more money. They may want to travel. They may want to dress a day. You know, they may want to change their look. I mean, there's so many things, and it does always seem that health is probably on the forefront, because if we feel healthy, then we have the strength and the energy to go do the other things we want to do, right? But I think a lot of people do want to do it, and it's really a good idea to look at your goals instead of, like kind of separate them and put them into four different areas, you know, your health, your finances, you know, your vocation, right, and your relationships. And then say, hey, where would I like to get better? What would I like to do, you know, to work on this area and this area? And, and I think that's a lot easier. I always say, though, and they've said it for years, you know, the shortest pencil is better than the longest memory. So when we write down our goals rather than just say them, It's a lot more effective. It has a lot more strength even on our subconscious mind. And and I always believe, like, don't second guess yourself if you're sure of what you want. The other thing that's actually coming up a lot more in our world today that I've noticed, and you've been doing it for years and years, so you've been teaching it as well, is to listen to our body, to listen to what our body's telling us, right? When when we go, something's not right about this, right? And you know, it's time for a change, or it's really good to listen to that. You know, there's many factors that can be involved. Somebody may look like someone else, or there could be other things. But isn't it, that's so important, right? To listen to our body.
Yes, it is. Back in the 20s, this is something that I learned. There was a French man who came to America, and he had everybody, all the women were saying, every day in every way I'm getting better and better. And that worked. You know, that was something that people were able to grasp, and it somehow, the idea of getting better and better was easier than saying I'm going to lose 20 pounds.
Right. But I think, and everybody's different, because we have so many different situations when you get into psychology and other things, and then, you know, and it is like, I'm Christian, and it's about, you know, we pray and turn things over, but we still need to work and do our day-to-day, you know, aspirations, and it's just like brushing our teeth. It's something we need to do continuously, but I really believe sometimes when people are writing down goals, they're not big enough. They're just, you know, make it too little. You know, we're here to grow, and it really is exciting and invigorating to say, you know, if you could have the life of your dreams, what would it be? And write that down, you know, and I think that's a good start. And
yes, well, it's something to think about. If there were no barriers against having what you want, what would you have? What would you want? What would you want your life to look like? If say time and money were no object at all, and many of us can't even think about that. It's
to actually look at that and see
to think.
Yeah.
So, it is a way to start working toward something
really
you want. And when you really want something, it's much easier to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
Much easier.
Absolutely.
So you're,
absolutely.
I think it would be more valuable to us if we just sat down and thought about what we really want.
Well, I think a lot of people, though, you write down your goals, and you can write down your four areas, and you know, many times people write the pros and the cons, but if you really do write it down and then you start visualizing it, you know, we're creatures of visualization too. You know, we see things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's created twice, once in visually and then once then again. And you know, anything that's happening, even a chair, a table, somebody pictured what they wanted that to look like, right?
Absolutely.
And so. That's why it's so important to write it down.
Or they thought about what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
That's important, because making something just to make it, you lose so much when all you
want. Why? What do you mean, making it just to make it?
Yeah. Well.
No, I mean, if they have a dream, they should write down whatever their dream is, right? Even if it seems far fetched. like you said, if money was no object and anything else wasn't an object, yeah.
Yes. But again, many people will write a goal, choose a goal because they think it would be a good thing to do. Not because their heart is really totally in it.
Right.
Or because they're looking for something noble when they really they really need something that will make their life meaningful. If they're all they want is a fur coat, or if all they want is a house in the country, or if they decide that having a certain brand of car will make them be important people, and it doesn't. It doesn't because value, when you value yourself, it has to come from the inside.
Sure, absolutely.
So what will make you feel as if you have made a contribution to the world?
If you make a contribution to the world, would be huge, right? Definitely.
And yet, it isn't as enormous as you think it might be, because you can change somebody's life with a very small thing, but it's important to them.
Sure, absolutely. Even a smile is all important.
Yes.
So day to day, though, I'm looking at the resolutions. They say most of them are gone, but you can keep it if you want to do it. Just remember, a ship turns very slowly. When that rudder, it takes quite a while before that ship's going to turn. It just incrementally. These incremental steps make a difference. And it doesn't have to be all or nothing. And it's really interesting to dream, though, and dream and dream big. And then and have fun with it. And just write this down. Write the goals down. And they may change, or you may take this off your list or that off your list. But give it time.
Absolutely.
It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have fun. I love the rain. A lot of people complain about the rain, but I love the rain. It's
I do, too.
I love
the rain, and ozone is very, very stimulating, and it's very, very energizing. And I'm not sure why people don't like rain, but I lived in California for a while, and people hated the rain. But I just loved the rain, and I found it very strange that they didn't appreciate it.
Right. No, it's just, I think everybody, well, I notice from living in Hawaii for years, and then you get used to nice weather all the time. Then when you have changes, it's nice to see incremental changes.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate a lot of things now that I didn't appreciate before. So I hear people complaining about this and complaining of the weather and complaining that, don't worry, it'll change us. And it's like, it's beautiful, though. It's beautiful. Now, I know, of course, if somebody, isn't able to drive in something or something stopping them from having a function because the weather's bad. But it really is day to day. The changes are just absolutely gorgeous when you get into the earth and look at it from that way. It's just from that perspective. Different,
yes,
right?
Is.
And that's where people...
It's very, very different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the holidays come through, and many of us have had lots and lots of sugar and lots of goodies. And it was interesting. I was trying to eat cleaner before the holidays, doing some of the keto diet, not fully, but cutting back on my carbs. And then my birthday is December 16th, so my son took me out. He had got me a huge chocolate cake, and I ended up eating it in like 3 days. And I was like, I don't normally do that, but I have to tell you, then I thought, you know, I've already messed up. I'm going to enjoy the holidays more. I had my eggnog and eggnog ice cream, not to the extremes, but I still did.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, my body was talking back to me saying, oh, aches and pains, and I could tell it really was. I had too much sugar, you know, too much sugar in me.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm starting to get back to less sugar. And, you know, I don't think sometimes we realize how that correlates with us. You know, we're thinking, oh, our bones are getting achy or we may have arthritis. But many times it can be related right back to your food that you're eating. And so physically, I think it's so important, no matter what our age is, to be exercising and taking care of us physically and then eating well as well, right? Because we are what we eat, we are what we think.
On the other hand, you do not want to get to the point where you feel terribly deprived, because that spoils it all. I mean, when you are just so deprived and you can't have anything that you want, and it takes all the fun out of life. So I say moderation, because moderation is a magic word. When you do something and you're comfortable with it, and wasn't that fun? And now we're going to go back to, you can't do some things all the time without kind of spoiling the enthusiasm.
Oh, I'm all for moderation, or not to cut back on everything you like. I don't think we should ever do that. I think we should definitely enjoy what we have. But it's interesting, though, the correlations on certain foods and things, and when you have too much of it. Because when we're having stuff constantly, we may not notice, and then when we cut it out, like I noticed cutting out the extra sugar, and then having it through the holidays, I was like, wow, I could feel a difference, you know, in how I feel.
Absolutely.
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
I've noticed when we notice what we're noticing, it really helps us to make those incremental changes feeling bad. I mean, we are who we are, and we should be happy. I mean, be in happiness and love yourself, and you have to love yourself first. And, it, you know, it's a work in progress. You know, many people have church families, and then they're into their congregations, and they're busy with that, and they're helping others. And when we serve, it really does come back to us. And everybody has different ways of doing this. But I was just looking with the New Year's show, like why some resolutions stick and others don't, and what kind of lessons do we, you know, have? Like I say, we all need to vent. It's okay. Behavior never lies. That's something Richard Flint always says. He says, you know, if you know you're living alone and you think you're not eating much, but the dishwasher's always full, then maybe you're eating more than you think. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying, when we're working on ourselves, it can take years, but it's so well worth it. And then when trying to quit a bad habit, it's really important to replace it with something else. You know, so if you're trying to exercise more or not eat as much of the bread and pasta and everything, you could replace that with vegetables, I don't know. Or some people aren't able to play tennis because they've had injuries. Well, maybe they can swim. You know, it's just that kind of thing. There's always more ways to do everything. And I think it's fun. It's definitely fun.
But one of the biggest things is to stop beating ourselves up for the things that we didn't do.
Exactly.
And we need to acknowledge the things that we did. I mean, I used to be the worst. I mean, if I had 50 things to do in a day and I only got 49 of them done, do you think I
would beat myself up
for doing 49 things? I would beat myself up for the one that didn't get done. So acknowledge your progress.
Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, and don't should on yourself. That's a dirty word.
Don't let people pee in your pool either. That's one of the things I've heard a lot. Don't let people. Sometimes we have to be able to. Oh, my two big ones. You'll tell me because I'm keeping them thinner. But my two big ones for this resolutions are D for delegate better, and also N for no. I am going to say no a lot more than I have been in a lot of years, And you know, we'll see how it works. But
congratulations! It's so much better to say no than to say yes grudgingly and hate every minute.
And sometimes, you know, we're only one person and you have to delegate because you can't, you can only do so much in so many
mm-hmm.
hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
if one thing for me, I know so many people in so many places and thousands of people with maybe not close friends. A lot of people are acquaintances and through the businesses. And,
mm-hmm.
and so people get to know you and then they think, well, she'll do me a favor. She'll do this one a favor. Tell her you know me and she'll do you a favor. And it's like, can you imagine how many, it's impossible, right? Because when you deal with so many people, it's just impossible to be there for everybody that way. So no, or we're going to put it through a program and then we can teach everybody all at once, or we're going to do this or refer uh-huh. them. I mean, you always want to help but it's interesting how it can be a double-edged sword because you grow, but then so does your sphere of people, right? So it's all
right.
good. It's all good. But for uh-huh. me, the two are delegate. I'm seeing the big D. And N for no, and it's like, you know, that's just going to have to work.
Will work, and it will turn out that people respect you more when you are true to your own self. It's very important.
Yes.
Because when,
so,
when,
it's better
when
than
you're
a good.
When you're somebody that's is like, you know, someone that is there to be used, to be.
It's true.
So, yeah.
Like a commodity, kind of like a commodity
you can't
at the time.
Do that.
But you.
Yeah.
No, you definitely can't do that. Cannot do that at all. I agree with you 100%. So I'm going to go through. I'm just looking at. Let's see. Forgiveness goes a long, long way. I'm looking at different things that, or you know, forgiveness is when we don't forgive, we're just hurting ourselves because it comes back and boomerangs us. The other person's probably long forgotten about what you're upset about, and you know, so. And prayer works, prayer, meditating, taking that time for you. Because when we were talking mm-hmm. before about listen to your body, you know, mm-hmm. we are made so miraculously that we get a lot of answers within ourselves, don't we?
We do. We certainly do. And some of those answers we argue with, we deny them. And that's no good. Because your body knows when you're not taking care of it. Let me just put it that way very nicely. The body knows, you know.
It tells us, too, loud and clear sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You eat the wrong food,
mm-hmm.
you can have a headache, and it kind of goes, hey, I'm going to go. We are almost at the tail end again. This goes by so fast. It always does. But I want to go. I'm going to put on another song and then come back and we're going to look at a list of how to be rich and happy. Now, that rich and happy does not necessarily mean rich, like wealthy, rich, live a lot of money. I mean, have a lot of money, which isn't bad thing to do either. But it's a list, a long list of that we will not get to all 50 items. But I want to go through it, and I know you're going to add to it. You are so amazing, and you've you always have. Every time I've known you for a long time, you're always upbeat. You always keep...
Well, thank you.
You appreciate... So, we will be right back.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes, and we see what we've become. In the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back. Cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind. This just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit. And the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. then only for a minute. I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit. I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have. I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. So I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like it, I think that you'll be happier, I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirit.
Day-to-day thing sometimes with people, right? And so, you know, it's life is such a blessing, don't you think? Such a blessing.
I do think so. I do think that so many times, though, we overcomplicate things.
Mm-hmm.
When you said go over a list of 50 things, I was saying, oh my goodness, that's very complicated.
We're not going to hit all 50. We're not going to hit all 50 now. No, we're not going to hit all 50.
Let me just make one suggestion. Think about the things in your life that are not working, and stop doing them, because they're not working. They're not going to work. But the harder
right.
you try to make something that is that just isn't going to work anyway,
that's
more
a good idea. That's a good point.
You get, and the more you call yourself a failure.
That's true, people. That is very true.
If you say, this just plain isn't working, let's find a different way to do it.
I love
and
that.
And It is
I love
a
that.
Whole different attitude. Start thinking about the things that you do that aren't working.
So, I love that. No, that's a good point. So I'm going to go through some of these, because of how to be rich and happy, just because it gives food for thought and people think, you know, it's live your ideal life now, you know, not keep saying when this happens, when I retire, when this happens. Start living this ideal life now. You can do, you know, sometimes you maybe want to take a trip or travel around the world. Well, go take a weekend trip. Go 2 hours away. You know, don't, even if you can't do everything you want to do. So live it now. Add these fun things into your life now. Do things that are extraordinary and nearly impossible. Believe that if it's to be, it's up to me. Think big, dream lofty dreams, plan and act immediately. Be your own boss. Do what you love and get paid for it. Now, I can, you know, when you're own boss, I can say we always had overhead, but we do have our freedom, which is nice. Duplicate your efforts and receive a percentage of other people's productivity. Nowadays, people that want to join the Realty Universal membership can learn how to also leverage through the internet as well. And you can receive efforts on percentages of other people's productivity, especially with the internet now. It's so much easier to do than it was years ago. Increase your income daily, whether you work, play, or sleep, which is what you do if you have residual income. Do what you do so well that people enthusiastically refer others to you. Inspire others by your example. Build your reputation for honesty, integrity, quality, and superb service. Aim for excellence in your field. Support others in achieving their goals. Develop influential friendships worldwide. It's interesting with the internet and LinkedIn and social networking, we're able to meet people so much easier than in the old days, should I say. Take total responsibility of your past, present, and future experiences. It's difficult sometimes, you know, when you're thinking, if I should have, could have, would have. But one thing that I like to remember is when I was in the times that maybe now I say, if I should have, could have, would have, at the time I made the best decision with what I had to make the decision with, right? Usually. Mm-hmm. So I have to look at that now and say, hey, you know, maybe now I don't love doing what I loved doing 20 years ago. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, you know, and say it's okay. It's okay to let go, like you just said. If something's not working the way you want, it's okay. It's really okay. Sometimes in life, I think we're concerned about what will someone think, or will they understand, or if you're going in a different direction. It's just, it's okay. Strive to accomplish more with less time, money, and energy. So, do and say things that will benefit all concerned. Be open to new ideas, relationships, and experiences. Realize that all events happen for the best. I'm going to skip around. Of course, I'm not going to do all 50. So, this is a big, accept people the way they are and the way they are not. We can't change anybody, right? We can only go with the flow and
Absolutely.
Accept them.
Absolutely.
Simplify your life and have more fun per hour. Read books about exciting people that you admire. Do what you feel is best, no matter what people think of you. And so save 10% of your net income. Give something away daily, a postcard, a letter, a smile, a hug, compliment. This is something they talk about with visualizing. Collect pictures of what you want to be, do, and have in your life. Because when we picture it and we visualize it, it's funny how things will come to us in the universe and God, and it just how it happens right over and over again.
Okay.
Do not criticize, condemn, or complain. And act as if it's impossible to fail. Even just reading these makes me feel a little bit better. I don't know about you, Mary. Uh-huh. It does just kind of reading them goes, wow, you know, it's uplifting.
Well, you know, it's a reminder of what you could do as opposed to what you're doing right now. And you can always improve. And the most important thing, I think, really, is to congratulate yourself on what you have learned. This is very important. And sometimes the only way you can learn something is by making a mistake. The spirit guide I work with say mistakes are a shortcut to learning.
Yeah, it's speak and write only positive words. Learn something new every day. And it's so interesting. Nowadays we have the audiobooks, and you can be in your car and just listen and listen and listen. I'm constantly listening to books on tape. I love to read, too. I have books that I read constantly, but it's if I'm driving in the car, I like to be able to hear audio. And exercise at least 20 minutes a day to achieve, maintain an ideal body weight. Eat and minimize alcohol, tobacco, sugar, salt, white flour, coffee, pork, and beef. And many of us like a little bit of wine or may like our coffee. And what you were saying earlier, moderation is the key. It's just...
Yes.
You know, enjoy what you enjoy, but have it in moderation. This is a biggie, too. Avoid saying can't, hard, or difficult. And I'm replacing can't with I won't. And usually when if I say I can't, it's not because I really can't. It's because I don't want to. And it makes it better psychologically because then you're not feeling bad because you think, oh, I can't do all this. I can't. And then... keep your home desk, closets, and car clean, neat, and organized. That's a little tough for me. I mean, I find people in real estate, lots of times we have different things going on, and it's not always easy to not have some files or paperwork, or you throw it in your car, you know, when you're on your way. But it does make sense. It does make sense, and it's easier. I think it's easier to understand if you're not in this industry, just from what I've seen in my life, and things keep coming at you, but it should be done. Listen to music that motivates you. Oh, it's so fun to. And you sing beautifully, Mary. Maybe you could sing us a song before we head off. Act as if all your goals are already there. Constantly escalate your goals and go for it. Everybody just, you know, it's definitely go for it. I like to say, because we're almost at the end and I want to take your take on everything, I like to say if you're having a really, really bad day, and it's just not getting any better, curl up with a good book and sleep. It usually looks better the next day. Or better yet, if it's a real problem, give it 3 days and three nights to and see, it usually looks different after a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't do all 50, Mary. I know you were cringing over there going, oh, my gosh, she's really going to read all 50. I can't believe she's going to do that. But I didn't. I didn't. So this is...
Well,
yeah.
And once again, you've proven you are flexible, and this is really it is
I'm
really
flexible.
Important
okay.
to be flexible. Do you want to know that? You know,
it is. It really is important to. Yeah.
I'll never forget.
Especially when you're working with somebody, doing some, they're co-hosting, or you're doing a project, or you got to kind of, you know, work with together with people, right? Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll never forget. I was in Hawaii. I was in Maui, on the rainy side, and it was the most incredible storm I have ever seen, and it was absolutely wonderful. You know, the palm trees were actually hitting back and forth and back and forth. They would hit the ground on one side and go and hit the ground on the other side. And suddenly I looked at that and I said, isn't that brilliant? The flexibility. Do you know that, you know, a tree that we have, for example, an oak or something, if it was hit
mm-hmm.
that hard, it would split and break.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the flexibility is the thing that makes these trees survive through any kind of storm. And when we think about survival, number one is flexibility. We cannot torment ourselves for something that didn't get done when we need to congratulate ourselves for the things that did get done.
This has been fun. We're railing down the end of our show. It's already, that hour is up already. It always goes by so fast. That is a really, really wonderful, good point. And to everybody out there, happy, happy new year. You want to sing a song as we go off? And I'll say to everybody out there, we'll wish us peace. Come on, Mary.
Okay.
I know you've got the best.
Well, you know,
okay.
You know, I
we're going to get cut off.
It's so
okay.
special. On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see just who you are. On that clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You'll feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near those words you never heard before. And on that clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and ever and evermore.
God bless you all. Happy New Year. I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.